want to thank everyone who called us at 471-1234. You know, I had those tickets burning a hole in my pocket for the last weekend of April, the Psych Fest tickets. Well, Jeff Courtney correctly guessed that the Black Angels founded Psych Fest a few years ago, and in fact, it's been so successful that they're planning on exporting Psych Fest. They're going to call it Austin Psych Fest, but they're going to be doing it in France. I believe they were saying possibly Australia as well. They won't know what hit them. That may begin next year. This weekend, of course, the big news is not Psych Fest. It's Old Settlers Music Festival. It takes place down at Camp Ben McCullough, and man, what a terrific event this has turned out to be over the past two, almost three decades. Terrific music down there. I think I mentioned some of the artists who are going to be playing tonight. Carolina Chocolate Drops, Justin Towns Earl among them. Sun Volt going to be down there. Michael Franti. Bob Schneider is going to be there on Saturday. We're going to have the Reavers as well. James Hunter is scheduled to perform as well on Saturday. And on Sunday, I'll tell you, a lot of folks looking forward to our guest right now live in Studio 1A. His name is Steve Pultz.
How are you doing?
Hey. Originally from Canada, I gather, but you're living in California these days.
Yes, I live in San Diego, California.
San Diego. Now, the story goes that I've heard that when you immigrated to the U.S., you actually wound up in SoCal. Is that right?
I did, yes. My dad was in the RCAF, the Royal Canadian Air Force. Uh-huh. So I was born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and then we moved in... He got tired of the snow, so he looked on a map and said, where is it warm? And we moved to Pasadena, California.
That happened to a lot of us, I'm afraid. But of course,
yes,
we all somehow or another wind up here in Austin. And I know you've been spending a few days here in town as well, doing some recording and some performing. And
yeah, I'm making this record that never seems to end. I had this crazy thing. I wanted to put out three records this year, so I did the soundtrack to this film called Running Wild, The Life of Dayton O'Hyde. And he's an 88-year-old cowboy who has 13,000 acres in Hot Springs, South Dakota. And his whole life, he wanted to have a place where horses could run wild and not have people ride them, be mean to them. He found a lot of government feedlots where they were mistreating horses and killing them. And so he's got 600 horses on 13,000 acres running wild, and they're the most beautiful Mustangs. So this woman heard me on another station, a NPR station out of WFUV out of Fordham one morning.
Yeah, sure.
I was on the air being interviewed. And she liked my music, and so she contacted me and had me do this whole soundtrack just
Holy
for me being
cow.
On the air. So probably today... I'm going to probably get a new Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's going to happen. You never know. You know, we have this. We have all these graduates of the RTF school here at the University of Texas. At any rate, let's get right down to some music. What are you going to play for us first?
Oh, okay. I am going to do a song that when the movie ends, this is the end credits. And the guy's name's Dayton O'Hyde, but his nickname is Hawk. And so they flew me out to meet him, and I was inspired. And this song is about him, and it's called Song for Hawk. Strolling across the pastures and beyond, one old cowboy sings his song. Through the ashes, clouds, and grain, hear the lonely whistle of that train. Faded postcards and the memories, all the telegrams that these old lions can read. Wild horses in the full moon tides, what a lovely ride for a hawk that glides, what a lovely. South Dakota summer rains, cool the buffalo out on the plains. And as he rides into the night, the silhouettes are dancing by the firelight. Faded postcards and the memories, all the telegrams that these old eyes can read. Wild horses in the full moon tides, what a lovely ride. For a hawk that glides, what a lovely his work is never done, and he rises each day with the timing of the sun. It's getting harder now to write, but his body keeps on moving, and like a hawk he glides. Faded postcards and the memories, all the telegrams that these old eyes can read. Wild horses in the full moon tides, what a lovely ride. For a hawk that glides, what a lovely. Lovely ride for a hawk that glides. What a lovely ride.
Steve Foltz, our special guest here in Studio 1A. He's going to be playing the Old Settlers Kevin's Music here. Festival. Hey, look at there. You guys know each other. Kevin Connor just stepped into the room.
We're like old friends.
Like old friends? Not really
we
old
are.
Friends?
We sort behave of? Like old friends. We do. I remember one time he introduced me to Lyle Lovett, and then I said, Lyle goes, hey, I'm playing with a cellist that used to play with you and Jewel when you were on the road. And he says, it's John Hagen. You want his? I said, I'd love to get his number. And Lyle goes, well, let me give you my number. And I looked at Lyle Lovett. I didn't know him. I go, why? Like I didn't expect him to give me his number. So he gives me his number, and then I called him up, and then I went to this yoga class, and I didn't want to put my phone on silent because I was like, what if Lyle Lovett calls me? Because I left him a message from the middle of the show. I was like, hey, Lyle, it's Steve Foltz. And then I screwed up the message. I go, hang on. And then I called him back, Lyle, it's Steve. And it took three calls, and I thought, he's going to think I'm a stalker. And then sure enough, he calls me back in the yoga class, and I answered the phone. So it was all because of Kevin. I would have never. That would have never happened.
Come on, Kevin.
He called you back?
He did.
He never calls me back.
Yeah, man.
Ever. I want to talk to Lyle. I have to call April.
Had to change your name to Steve Foltz. That's the problem, man. Yeah. Kevin Connors just joined us here in Studio 1A, along with Steve Foltz, who's going to be playing down at Old Settlers Music Festival. Now, you're playing down on Sunday. Kevin's going to be down there on Saturday, broadcasting live. What time do you go live, Kevin? It's 1 to 6.
So oh,
you
I'll have definitely to come by at 1 just to say so, hi.
There you go. You can do that.
Yeah, I'm in Austin and for a little while, for about 4 days.
You know, I've been told by so many folks I should ask you about that collaboration, relationship, however you want to describe it, with Jewel, because it was such a big part of your career. How did you end up meeting up with Jewel and forming that songwriting partnership?
Well, she was working at a place called Java Joe's in San Diego. It was weird. Java Joe's is in Poway, California.
Wait. I know where Java Joe's is. I know because I used to actually live and work down in San Diego.
Oh, you
California.
Did?
Yeah. In fact, in Poway.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of the name of that Rancho Bernardino or something. I forget the name of that place.
Rancho Bernardo.
Bernardo. That's
yeah.
What it was. Yeah, that was actually where I lived. But from what I understand, you were actually in college. Down there in San Diego?
I went to USD, yeah.
There you go. And you're studying poli-sci, right?
Poli-sci with a minor in Spanish.
Holy cow, you could have been president. You became a songwriter.
I couldn't have become president because I was born in Canada. However, okay. I could have been a congressman or a senator.
Yeah.
See? That would have been cool. Or but a priest.
So, but you met Jewel and everything changed. Is that the
yeah,
way
so
that...
I was in this band called the Rugburns, and then the fateful night was she was at Java Joe's and she made me some tea. And then she said, I sing too. And then we made stained glass together.
That
sounds
beautiful. That's
what I tell people. We went home and made stained glass because that's what she was doing. She had gone to this arts college called Interlochen. She was from Homer, Alaska. And she taught me how to make stained glass. So it was pretty cool. And then we wrote a couple hit songs and stuff like that. And we got to record the record at Neil Young's ranch. Well, it was really cool recording at Neil Young's ranch. And Ben Keith, who's now deceased, he was in the Stray Gators. He played steel guitar on Patsy Cline's records. I mean, he goes way back. And he produced the record. And so we got to live at Neil's ranch. It was super fun. And I will never forget, there was a picture in the studio that Neil had drawn of a horse, really poorly drawn horse. And it said, echo is like garlic. You can never have too much. And then underneath it said, don't spook the horse. And I was just like, wow, don't spook the horse. So then... Jewel was opening for him at Madison Square Garden, and he walks in and he goes, how you doing? She goes, I'm really nervous. Like, she wasn't Jewel yet, like huge.
Yeah.
And he says, why? And she says, well, I'm opening for you 6 nights in a row at Madison Square Garden. I'm freaking out of my head. And Neil just goes, it's just another hash house on the road to success. Show him no respect. And just walks out.
Wow.
It was like the greatest quote ever.
That is the greatest. That is the greatest. Yeah. So do you still keep up with Jewel? Do you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're good friends. I'm doing a tour with her. I'm going to England, Scotland, and Ireland in a couple weeks. And then I come right back and I do a West Coast tour with her, some theaters. I go from playing houses on my own, like house concerts, to theaters with her. It's cool. I like the juxtaposition.
And do you still collaborate in songwriting?
We'll make up a song usually before each show about the city. You know, something weird. I like to write all the time, so we just make songs up on the road, and that's pretty fun.
Well, let's hear another one of your songs.
Okay.
What's this one going to be?
All right. We staggered outside, two figures imposing, bobbing and weaving, the pubs were all closing. Stumbled upstairs as the rain started pouring. The roommate was naked and passed out and snoring. Then I believe I drunk dialed your number. My hands started shaking, I felt encumbered. I poured a bourbon and a tumbler with rocks. Your voice sounding just like a music box. Your voice sounding just like a music box. No pain, no gain. I drive you insane. Left in the rain. My heart is stained. Well, you yelled in my ear for me to get home, but the party was raging and I dropped the phone. We tripped outside as the sun started rising. Tried to buy more, but it was false advertising. Then I believe we trolleyed to Mexico. We shot tequila, the sun was aglow. I dialed your number at the phone by the docks. Your voice sounded just like a music box. Your voice sounded just like a music box. No pain, no gain. I drive you insane. Left in. I hope we're not through. Hey, yes, I love you. Well, we almost got locked up for public urination, but we paid off the cops right in front of the station. We sheepishly crossed the international border, and back in the States, well, our lives were in order. Then I believe I finally came home. I said I was sorry, you look so alone. I stripped all the way to my boxes and socks. Your voice sounding just like a music box. Your voice sounding just like a music box. No pain, no gain. You drive me I am to blame. My heart is stained. Hope we're not through. P.S. I love you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. Steve Poltz, live in Studio 1A. Man, you're sounding fantastic. I love that song.
Thank you. That's called Music Box. So I've made a bunch of records in Austin and had such a good time here. I love coming here. Last time I was here for South by Southwest, I must have played like 17 shows in one day. And then I played 36 the next day and 79 the third day. And by the fourth day, I just like holed up in a meth lab in the middle of the desert. And I'm just like, no, I went out to dinner one night with Connie Nelson, mm-hmm. Willie Nelson's ex-wife.
Right.
So I think she's listening. And she told me the coolest stories about when she was married to Willie, how one time she got arrested at an airport because she had a little Derringer gun in her purse she just forgot she had back in like the 70s. And Willie goes to play a poker game with like all these other guys and he forgets she's in jail, that she was in Salt Lake City. He flew to his gig. She's like, how do you forget your wife's in jail?
Guess that's why she's his ex-wife, right?
I mean, and then, I was sitting there at that place Magnolia and
Magnolia Cafe
Diner, is it?
Yeah, right.
And eating pancakes at like 3 a.m. just going, tell me another story. And she was telling me story after story. I love her. That's what wonderful. I love about Austin. Like last night in my hotel lobby, I come walking in and there's David Lindley. And I
Holy
go, hey,
cow.
How's it going?
He was sitting right where you're sitting just yesterday.
We just played a show together in Denver with Peter Case for Swallow Hill. And he goes, oh, yeah. And he talks and then he's pointing at the elevator and he goes, that's your best friend right now, that elevator. And then he starts telling me more stories. It's so funny the way his eyes get all mischievous and the way he looks at you.
Yeah, he's a crazy guy, but man, what an incredible musician.
Oh,
I was just
yeah.
thinking yesterday how awesome. I mean, I was looking at Kevin here. We have the best gig in the world because we get to enjoy, you know, people like Steve Poltz and David Lindley in this, you know, really intimate setting. And it's a lot like that actually out at Old Settler. Have you ever played Old Settler's Music
Never.
Festival before?
I'm so excited.
It feels like family. I mean, it really does. It has a real intimate feel to it. And I think a lot of folks are going to, I think you're going to enjoy being up there on stage. And I think a lot of folks there are going to enjoy seeing you in that setting.
I'm excited. The woman who booked me there. Her name's Jean Spivey.
Yeah.
And she saw me at Folk Alliance, and I was playing at Folk Alliance. She came in, and then, you know, she booked me for this, so that's cool.
That's the way those things are supposed to work.
So the money I spent on Folk Alliance paid off after all. See?
Steve Pulse is our guest in Studio 1A. Can we get one more out of you?
I would love to do one more. I want to do a song I don't know yet that I made up on the flight over here.
You made this up on the flight?
Yeah, so I don't know it yet, but...
Well, wait a minute. Did you have a guitar out? I mean, sitting up there in the seat with you?
No, I made it up in my head and then typed the words down and figured out what the chords looked
like
in my
cow.
Head.
So, no, wait. Have you had a chance to rehearse this? Or
no, not really.
All right.
So we'll see. So now all I know is my iPhone... won't type in the F word. It substitutes duck. So we're in
Well,
luck.
We'll have to use duck on the air, too.
There was supposed to be an F word in this song. But I'll substitute duck where the F word would have been.
It's a good idea.
So I'm going to have to be scrolling on my notes, and I don't really know how it's going to go, but it's going to go like this. That'll be a good key. I think I'm going to do it in C. All right. I want all my friends to be happy. I want all my friends to find love. I want all my friends to share good things and be blessed by the light from above. I want all my friends to be hopeful and not to be slaves to a bank. Hope that my friends never have to roll through the streets in a tank. I want all my friends to have kitchens stocked up with bountiful food. I hope they wake with a smile and say words like, totes, awesome dude. I want all my friends to know laughter, uncontrollable from deep in the gut. And I want all my friends to have fine shoes and to pat someone cute on the butt. Oh yeah, Kevin. I want all my friends to have cool socks with stripes and logos of KUTX on the side. I want them to quote the Big Lebowski so they know that the dude always abides. I want all my friends to go travel and see the world for just what it is, a beautiful place to inhabit, a big melting pot made of jizz. I want all my friends to dance naked so that all of their neighbors can see. I want them all to be colorblind and to keep those racist skinheads so far away from me. I want all my straight friends to love all of the gay friends I have. And I'd love it if we all went to dinner, 'cause I'd make my gay friends pick up the tab. I want all my friends to get goosebumps and to listen to Elliot Smith, especially the song Independence Day, and to hold hands with whomever they're with. I want all my friends to be healthy, and when they see kale, not just to scoff. I want them all to live long and prosper and to tell cancer to just go duck off. I
want all my friends to know one thing, that one day when I'm long dead and gone, I want them to know that I love them, and that that's why I wrote them this song. I want all my friends to be happy. I want all my friends to find love. I want all my friends to share good things and be blessed by the light from above. Baba zip da boo da ba ba da da ba da da. Skaba zaba da ba ba da 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 ba ba da da. Ba do da da da.
Mr. Steve Poltz playing live in Studio 1A, man. That was a lot of fun.
This has been really fun.
Hey, man, it's been a lot of fun. What do you have a name for that song, by the way?
It's going to be called I Want All My Friends to Be Happy. That'll be a good title.
I think that works. I think it fits.
Yeah.
Steve
Making
Pulse.
Its radio debut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm playing at Old Settlers Sunday on the Ben McCullough stage, I think
it's called. That's right.
At 125.
He's got them all. Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at all the cheat sheet, and he's got it down, man. Right after Elephant Revival and right before Milk Drive.
Oh, I love Elephant Revival. Yeah. They're good friends of mine.
Have to get there early, man.
I love them so. Go see them for sure. See Elephant Revival. Cool about KUTX.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have more space to play music by folks like Steve Poltz. And
I know. I just actually bought this station with the money I made from Jewel, so it's pretty cool. So I've added me to the playlist like 80 times a week. It's awesome.
Kevin Cotter's going to be broadcasting live from Old Settlers Music Fest starting at 1 o'clock and running through 6 o'clock tomorrow. You don't want to miss out on that. It's been a
Did
real
you run
pleasure
that by
to...
Me?
Yeah, well, no, but I'll I'm sure
him.
That you'll
Lisa.
Let him. You're listening to KUTX. We call it the Austin Music Experience.